welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. I'm here today with Lori Cowan, who is the Group Fitness Coordinator for the Health Plus Group Fitness Program. Hi, Lori. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Stacey.
I have lots of questions for you about the Group Fitness Program. First of all, where are classes available for faculty and staff to take Group Fitness?
Well, we have the majority of our classes at Health Plus, atop Kensington Garage, but then we try to meet the needs of all of our surrounding off-site locations. So we have classes at 3401 West End. You can check our website for all the classes, but I'm just going to list some of the locations that we have. We have a class that meets outside at Centennial Park, over at 100 Oaks, at Vanderbilt Orthopedic Institute Fitness Center, Diani Medical Center East, that's a temporary thing. We have a class at Alumni Hall.
Wow.
And that's pretty much most of the off-site locations. We also have one in Franklin, a yoga class at the Franklin Wall.
Wow, so you have lots of locations. Okay, lots of different locations.
We do.
What are some of the most popular classes that you offer?
Right now, Zumba is really popular. It's so fun. It's a dancey kind of low-impact aerobics class, so that's been really popular. We've had requests for that. And also, anything to do with strength training seems to be real popular. In the mornings, we have a 6:15 a.m. body shaping that is real popular.
And that focuses on mostly strength training?
Right.
Muscle building, toning, and endurance, I see.
And then powerlift, we just changed a class on Tuesday nights at 5:15 to powerlift, and we had some requests to add more powerlift classes, and we did, and that's been real well received.
So those are some of the most popular ones. What are some of the new classes? You mentioned powerlift. Are there any other classes that are new that you want to tell me about?
Well, one of the classes that we tend to rotate is the dance classes on Monday night. And currently, just right now for July, belly dance has really been popular.
But that sounds like fun.
Yeah. I've taken a few of those.
Uh-huh.
And then August and September, we're bringing back the dance classes. So that's a couples class this is the only class on our schedule where you can bring a non-Vanderbilt employee for free. And there's another class I wanted to tell you about that's not on the schedule that we will be starting again. It's a 6-week class that is called Learn, Move, Live.
Uh-huh.
We don't put it on our schedule because that's the only class you have to sign up for, and we can only take 10 people. And we're going to start that again, so you need to be looking for an email or some kind of communication about that. And that's a good class for people that aren't sure where to start, you know, or they need help with their form, or even people that have been exercising regularly could get benefit from it. But I think most people that are attending it are new exercisers that need more attention and more direction.
And how are they going to find out about that particular class?
We're going to start promoting that here again. We had an introductory class when we started it, but we're going to, and so like I said, I wanted the people just to be aware of that class. They can call me about it,
okay,
email me about it, or just watch for some future marketing about it.
Talk a little bit about the fitness level that people need for these classes. Are there beginner classes and advanced classes? Tell me a little bit about that.
The majority of our classes are all levels, just because we know that people are busy and they just only come at a certain time that fits in their schedule. So most of them are all levels, and the instructor will show beginner or more advanced options. So it is important, it is wise as you go to a class, if it's your first time or you're not used to exercising, to tell your instructor, I'm new, you know, and they can show you some options or some modifications for certain moves. On the schedule, we have highlighted any classes that are intended more for intermediate to advanced. It doesn't mean that a beginner can't go to it, but we don't encourage it because the choreography or the intensity will be a little bit higher than something you'd want to start with.
Okay, so that's good to look for that on the schedule, but most classes are beginner friendly. And you're just encouraging the person to tell the instructor if they're new, just so that the instructor can sort of have a heads up about it and maybe give them some special cues or something.
Right. Okay. And we want everybody to feel comfortable and feel welcomed and like they can try any of the classes. So we encourage them not to be afraid or not to feel like they can't do it. One of the comments I get a lot of times on a certain class I teach is people think they're not coordinated. And if it's something new, it's going to be uncomfortable maybe the first few times, but you'll get used to the choreography and you'll get used to the terminology.
That must have been me that said that.
Well, let me ask you a couple other last minute questions. If I want to find out more or look at the group fitness schedule, how can I access that? Where do I go to get it?
You would go to our website at healthplus.vanderbilt.edu.
Okay. And do people have to sign up for the classes?
No. There's only that one class I told you about, and it's not on the schedule, so they wouldn't even, you know, see it.
So other than that, they just show up, and
yeah,
they have to have anything, any special equipment, or what do they wear?
You can wear whatever's comfortable. You don't want to wear something that's restricting or tight or uncomfortable. Most people wear shorts and a t-shirt, and you want to wear appropriate shoes. You wouldn't want to just wear sandals or anything. You want to wear some good, supportive athletic shoes. Like, certain classes might have certain kind of shoes, but most of them are going to be like cross trainer or aerobic shoes.
Okay. And if people have specific questions, they can call you or mm-hmm. email you directly. Great. Lori, thank you so much. I can't wait to take a group fitness class.
Well, come on.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.